Good day to you. I'm Don Curtis. Once again, as always, it's my privilege to talk to you about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the gospel of the Son of God. I hope the day is a beautiful day for you, wherever you're at. I hope that you're having a wonderful day. And I hope that if you're lost and without God, that today I can say something that would help you to be able to find the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord save your soul. If you're ever saved, you know the Lord Jesus Christ have to save you. You can't save yourself, and I can't save you. But all I can do is tell you about the Lord and point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, He can. He can save you. I want to read some scripture today from 1 Peter 1:18 through 19. And my thought today is the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Christ. It's been a long time since Jesus died. About 2,000 years now since Jesus died. And people are coming up with all kinds of plans whereby you can be saved. But friend, I want to tell you today that it still takes the blood. Takes the blood of Jesus Christ in everything. You can't be saved without the blood. The blood is what makes the difference. Jesus Christ went to Calvary's cross and shed His life-giving flow, the blood on Calvary, that you could have life and that you could have life everlasting, that you could be saved. And without the blood, nobody could be saved. You see, people are believing in all kinds of things. The Jewish people believed in the law. They felt like that they could keep Moses' law, and they would be all right. But my friend, no law could be made. The Apostle Paul says no law could be made, or if a law could have been made whereby we could obtain righteousness, then verily Christ wouldn't have died. So Jesus died because there couldn't be a law. There was no way for us to save ourselves. So Jesus became our Savior, and He did so by dying at Calvary's cross and shedding His life's blood. I want to read 1 Peter 1:18 through 19 for a scripture to begin our thoughts with today. The Apostle Peter says this. He says, "For as much you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot." You know, he said you're not redeemed by gold and silver. There are people that feel like if they attend church and they give a certain portion of their money, they do this and they do that, they'll be all right. But these things can't redeem you. Rich men have no priority over the poor man because you're not redeemed by gold and silver and things of that nature. Neither are you redeemed by the works of the law or things that you can do. But you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what the Apostle Peter says. You know, the Apostle Paul says it too in Colossians 1:13-14. In fact, you'll find it in the Bible a lot. Jesus teaches this. Colossians 1:13-14, the Apostle says, "Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin." Redemption is the first thing that I want to talk about here, and it's by, according to the Apostle Paul and according to the Apostle Peter, it's by the blood of the Lamb. You have to be redeemed by the blood of God's Lamb, not the lambs of the Old Testament, but the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. The one that John was talking about when he said those familiar words, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." That's what he said when he saw Jesus coming to be baptized of Him. He saw Jesus coming and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Jesus as God's Lamb. You know, they shed those the blood of those lambs in the Old Testament, but they couldn't take away sin. They could get forgiveness for a particular sin, but it couldn't save them, couldn't take away sins, could never make them spotless and redeem them from sin itself, whereby the man was changed. But the blood of Jesus could bring about redemption for you and for me and for the people of the Old Testament and the New Testament. This plan has always been the same. You know, the Apostle Peter says to him, give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. When he said those words, he's talking about the prophets of the Old Testament. See, they were preaching the same thing that Peter did. In fact, Peter is using the Old Testament to preach. When he preached, he used the Word of God like we do. But the Word of God that they had at that time was the Old Testament. And he's saying the prophets of old gave witness that whosoever believeth in him, that is in Jesus Christ, shall receive remission of sins. So the plan has been the same all ages of time, and it's always been one thing. It's been God's Lamb. It's been the blood of Jesus. It is the way that men can be redeemed. When I say redeemed, I'm talking about buying back. You see, the Apostle Paul says, I'm carnal, sold under sin, and so we all are. He is talking about Adam's transgression, and it's like he was sold out by Adam. Adam sinned, transgressed, and we received Adam's nature, so we are sinners by nature, and we sin because we are sinners. So we're in bondage to sin. Now, Jesus talks about that in Romans, the 8th chapter. He said, if the Son set you free, you'll be free indeed. He's talking about setting free from the bondage of sin. He talks about the landowner's son who is a free man. You see, Jesus is a free man. He is like the landowner's son. A landowner's son could go down to the slave market. He could buy an old slave and just set him free. Just write him off. Set him free. And Jesus is like that landowner's son. He abideth in the house forever, Jesus said. He's without spot. He's without blemish as the lambs. He's without sin. He is not in bondage to sin. Never was he. So, being a free man, he could redeem us. He could pay the sin debt at Calvary, die in your place and die in mine, pay the sin debt, buy us back from the bondage of sin. So what he is talking about is redemption, and that's what I'm trying to tell you here. Redemption is by way of the blood of Jesus Christ. You can't be redeemed by nothing else. Jesus died at Calvary. He loved you more than life, and he gave his life, shed his life, given blood, that you could have life and have life everlasting. Friend, I'm trying to tell you about Jesus today and the way that you can have a salvation of your soul, the way you can become redeemed. Jesus has paid the redeeming price. You see, that's why it's not by silver and gold. You can't buy it. You can't purchase it. No way that you can do it yourself. But Jesus, by his precious blood, he redeemed us from sin, the bondage of sin, and set us free from the bondage of sin. So listen, it is what Peter said, the precious blood of Christ is a lamb without spot and without blemish. That's what has delivered us, as Paul says, from the power of darkness. He has redeemed us by his own blood. Isn't it a wonderful thing that the Lord Jesus would give his life that we could have life, and we can have life everlasting. It's a wonderful thing that God loved us, so loved us, that he gave his only begotten Son, as Jesus said, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus gave his life at Calvary to redeem us. So redemption, my friend, is by the blood. It's not by the law. It's not by baptism. It's not by church membership. It's not by good works. It's not by those things, but it's by the blood of the Lamb. Redemption. Jesus is able to redeem you. He has paid the redeeming price already. And if you come to him and trust him, believing in him, he becomes your sacrifice, and his blood pays your sin debt, and he sets you free from the bondage of sin. Now, in Romans 5 and 9, we read this, "Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." We're not only redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, but we're justified by the blood of Jesus. That's what the apostle is saying here. Being now justified by the blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. You know, the wrath of God is coming. One day, God is going to say it's enough. He's going to bring about the end of this world. This earth shall, and all things therein, shall be burned up. Melt with fervent heat. And the wrath of God is sure being poured out in that day. When the sun refused to shine, the moon turned red as blood, and the stars fall from heaven like figs shaken from a tree by a mighty wind. Friend, that's the day of God's wrath. But he has justified us by his blood, and we shall be saved from wrath through him, is what the Apostle Paul says. Justified. We're justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's what makes us just. When we trust him and believe in him, he becomes our sacrifice, and our sins are forgiven, and we are made just. Where we were sinners, where we were unrighteous, we've been made righteous in the eyes of God. You know, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, and so it is with us today. You've got to believe God. I don't mean just kind of believe the gospel in a superstitious way, but you must believe the gospel completely, entirely, and trust the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart. For it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and no other way can you be saved. We are justified by and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said it again in Romans 3 and 24, "Been justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, who has delivered us for our offenses," in 4:25, "and was raised again for our justification." My friend, we are justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is nothing else on earth that can make you just in the eyes of God. But if you want to ever see the portals of heaven, if you want to be set free from the fears of hell, then you go to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he can set you free. So, justification is by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul says, Romans 5 and 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God." So, justification, we're justified when we believe. When we believe the gospel and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, if you just call on his name and throw yourself on his mercy completely, he will save you, he'll save your soul, and what a wonderful thing it is to have the Lord to speak peace to your soul where you're troubled and worried over dying and going to hell. He can speak peace to you, and he can justify you, make you right in the Father's eyes. What a wonderful thing that he can do for his people. He cleans us up and makes us righteous. That's why that we are justified. You see, we are born again. We're born again when we trust the Lord Jesus with all our heart. The Holy Spirit comes in and regenerates us. He makes us a new creature in Christ Jesus. This new creature that he makes out of us, it is justified by the blood when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in what he did for us at Calvary. When we just trust him with all of our heart, then, my friend, we can be justified and we can be made right. All fear be gone, and we have a home in heaven when this life is over. Do you want to be set free? Do you want to be justified? Do you want to be right in God's eyes so you can live with him in heaven when this life is over? This life is going to end, but you can have eternal life in heaven where life never ends. And that, my friend, is by the blood of Jesus Christ. And don't let anybody else tell you it's by anything else. It's just simply by the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid the sin debt. You can't, you haven't, and you never can. But Jesus has, and you must trust him to save your soul. Look, forgiveness. Forgiveness of sin is by and through the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul said in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. We have forgiveness of sin by way of his blood. Not just redemption, everything. Redemption, forgiveness, justification, everything is by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want you to understand it, and I want you to get the message that that is the way that it is. Forgiveness is by way of the blood, and there is no forgiveness without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on Calvary's cross to redeem you, to justify you, and to forgive you. He died at Calvary to forgive you. I tell you, it's important that you know that the Lord Jesus Christ forgives sin. He forgives sin, and he sets us free from sin. He forgives us for all those deeds that we have done, and all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us have transgressed God's will. All of us are sinners. Some have done great things, but I tell you, the blood of Jesus can cleanse from all sin, and you can have forgiveness. You can have forgiveness. God the Father will forgive you. The Lord Jesus Christ forgive you. When you come to him, trusting him, believing in him, the blood that he shed at Calvary is what we're talking about today. And it's by way of the blood, by way of the life-giving flow, by way of him giving his life for you, you can have forgiveness of sin. He will forgive you. When you come believing and trusting, because he has paid the sin debt, and when you come to him, it makes it just for God to forgive you of sin. And the scriptures say he will remember them no more. Isn't that a wonderful thing, that God will remember our sins no more? When we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and we trust him, believe on him, our sins are forgiven. He really forgives, you know. And not only does he forgive, but he forgets. He puts them behind him. He remembers them no more. They won't be brought up anymore. He says, as far from me as the east is from the west, forgiveness is real and it's of God because and through the blood of Jesus Christ. My friend, I want you to listen today, and I want you to understand, but it's the blood of Jesus Christ. Sanctification is by the blood of Jesus Christ. Sanctification means to be made holy, sanctify, to make holy, to make right in the eyes of God, to set us apart, separate us from sin, make us holy. Sanctification is by the blood. Hebrews 13:12. The Hebrew writer says, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Just outside the old city walls and the gate to the old city, there is a mountain called Mount Calvary, Gordon's Calvary, they call it today. Jesus, after being scourged, walked up that hill. He was so bad shape, already bleeding already. He had been beat up by the priest's servants, and he had been scourged by the Roman soldiers. Now he's walking up Calvary in such bad shape that Simon of Cyrene had to carry his cross, and when he got to Calvary's cross, he was crucified up there on that hill that he might sanctify us. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Outside the city, there on Mount Calvary, Jesus' lifeblood flowed from his body, and he died. Friend, he died for you, and he died for me, and without his blood and without his death, I'm telling you that we could never be saved. I am saved by God's grace, and happy to tell you so today. But it's only by God's grace, nothing that I've done that brought that about. Only coming to the Lord and trusting him depending upon Him, not myself, not things that I could do or somebody else could do for me. But the Lord Jesus is the Savior. And when you believe in this gospel story that He died at Calvary, that He shed His life's blood for you, and you call on His name and trust Jesus to save you, His blood cleanses from all sin. Hebrews 10:14 says, By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. You see, when the Lord sanctifies you, when He makes you holy, it's done, and it's done forever. I like what Solomon said about that. He said, whatsoever God doeth, it's done forever. Nothing can be put to it or anything taken from it. God sanctifies, and it is done forever. Isn't that wonderful? That's a wonderful thing, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can sanctify you and not just make you holy within, but forever be so within. You'll still be wicked outside. We're twofold beings, and these old bodies are wicked, and they will be until they turn up your toes in death and are buried. That old body is going back to dust. But one day, Jesus Christ will split the heavens, and there will be a resurrection of the dead, and we'll be given new bodies. And John said, we know not what we'll be like, but we'll see Him, and we'll be like Him. You see, we'll be given perfect bodies, made holy outside at that day. We're just holy inside at the time of the new birth, but we will have new bodies that are holy, sanctified completely in that day. The Hebrew writer said, every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which could never take away sins. They offer sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice, but they couldn't change the man, so he sinned again. It will change you inside, the blood of Jesus will, and inwardly you'll never sin again. Outwardly, yes you will. You're a twofold being, remember, but inwardly, the inward man never sins again. He went on to say, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, Jesus is who he's talking about. He offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. One sacrifice is made forever. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Did you hear what he said? He's perfected. Those that are sanctified, they are perfected within. They are not yet outside, but they're going to be outside. They're perfected within. John, the Apostle John said, whatsoever is begotten of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's begotten of God. You see, inside is changed. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Old things become new. I want you to understand that the blood of Jesus can cleanse you from all sin. You can have forgiveness. You can be made just in the eyes of God. You can be saved by God's grace. You can have a home in heaven, but it is entirely by the blood of Jesus. You cannot save yourself. The blood of Jesus cleanses from sin. You know, there are people that believe baptism cleanses from sin. They think it's some kind of washing, but friend, it's a burial and a resurrection. It is a picture of a burial and a resurrection. The two ordinances together, communion is about the death of Christ, and baptism is about the burial and resurrection of Christ, and they are shadows, they are pictures, they are not the real thing. They're only pictures. You must believe in Jesus Christ, and you must be redeemed by the blood, not by water. Water cannot redeem you, my friend, but the blood of Jesus can. You can be redeemed, you can be set free from sin, you can be justified, you can be made just, you can have forgiveness. John said, 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as He in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. You see, it cleanses us, and not just the moment we're saved, but forever. Cleanse, set free from the bondage of sin. Do you want to be set free from the bondage of sin? Do you want to be saved? Do you want to have a home in heaven? Do you want to live with the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever, where everything is just right, where there is no trouble, there is no sorrow, there is no death, there is no sickness, there is no crying, there is none of those things that trouble us today. They're all gone. And my friend, there will be peace. Peace. Perfect peace. Do you know we can have peace with God by the blood of Jesus Christ? It is the blood of Jesus Christ makes it possible for us to have peace with God. Listen to what Paul said in Colossians 1:19-20. He says, "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." That's what the Apostle Paul says. Oh, our peace. Peace with God is by way of the blood of Jesus Christ. It is no other way. You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and when you believe in him, you are set free from sin, and you're set free from condemnation, you're set free from your fears, and you have peace with God. I've already given you in Scripture Romans 5:1, but the Apostle Paul said, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God." It is faith in Jesus Christ that he died at Calvary for you, and that you trust him, he will save your soul. My friend, you need to know that. There is another thing. We have access into the holies of holies by the way of Jesus Christ and by the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, in the old temple there was a veil. And when Jesus died at Calvary, the veil was broken to signify the way unto the holies. The holies were made. And Jesus is that way. He shed his blood at Calvary's cross. And we are admonished to come boldly to his throne of grace. By way of prayer, we can go boldly to the throne of God, right to the throne, and ask God for forgiveness and believe on Jesus Christ. And friend, trust him and you will. He says in Hebrews 10:19-20, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh." The Hebrew writer is comparing Jesus' flesh to that old veil. You know, the old veil was rent. The blood of Jesus Christ was shed at Calvary, making the way into the holies of holies. The veil is the way into the holies of holies. The priest would go in there once a year to sprinkle blood on that mercy seat. But my friend, Jesus Christ is the way unto the holiest of holies, the real heaven. He is the way unto God. He is the way. And if you want to be saved, you've got to come to the Lord God by way of Jesus Christ and by the way of Calvary. I want you to understand that. And as I'm running out of time here, I want to tell you that victory is by the blood. Revelation 12:11, it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." The Apostle John is talking about the martyrs of the Dark Ages. Scholars tell us there was over 60 million that died during the Dark Ages because they would not submit. They would not turn away from their faith. They held to their faith, and they were slaughtered because of that, and over 60 million Anabaptists died. I want to tell you that Jesus died for us, and his blood is the one that paid the way. But many, as the sight of Jesus Christ, shed their blood that you and I could hear this gospel. Thank God for those people too. I hope that you can find the Lord Jesus. May God bless you is my prayer.